It was actually a really challenging process. It was difficult, and I definitely have now promised myself I'm not going to do that again.
Is there such a thing as Nordic music? Can music really sound like the place it's from, even if the place we talk about might encompass everything from sleek cities to intensely dramatic landscapes, apparently teetering on the edge of the world? 12 composers from 7 countries are nominated for this year's Nordic Council Music Prize. I'm Andrew Meller, I'm a music journalist, and together on this podcast, we're going to delve into all 12 pieces of music and meet the people who made them. Hi, Sus, this is Andrew.
Hello, this is Sus.
You can hear me okay.
I hear you fine.
Today, we're in Copenhagen and talking to Sus Gunver Huber. She's an electronic music artist who makes albums, soundtracks, sound art. Sus is nominated for her album WHYT030. Perhaps I can just start by asking where you are talking to us from today.
I'm right now currently in Copenhagen.
And are you talking to us from the space or the studio or the home in which you normally make your music?
Yeah, so right now I'm in my studio. I actually just moved my studio from where I have been the last 8 years, so it's a bit chaotic right now. Everything needs to find their own place.
And are you in the heart of creative Copenhagen, or are you out overlooking water or woodland somewhere?
I'm actually now in a place where I am close to nature, but I still see some modern architecture, so it's a very exciting combination of the two. I'm actually now at a point where I can work under almost any conditions. Ideally, I do need a space where I do feel free and I can work undisturbed, so no noises from the outside, and I don't have to worry about also disturbing anyone else. And ideally, I have my equipment and lots of light and lots of view of clouds drifting by.
Sus is an intriguingly undefinable musician. She's created music for dance, theatre, for video games, and for art installations, as well as working on symphony and opera projects. But she consistently aligns her work to that of sculptors and visual artists more than to musicians. WHYT030 consists of 6 tracks that in one way or another present a dystopian view of our future. 5 of those tracks have their roots in music made some years ago by Sus that she has refined and refined. The prize committee wrote that Sus has a deep control over the machines which she uses to create her music and fuses synthetic sounds with those recorded out in the world. The music mixes futuristic dystopian, cinematic soundscapes of noise and restless, challenging beats with moments of lyrical beauty and melancholy. Personally, I find the unequivocal nature of Sus's music quite compelling. That sense of control and refinement, meaning you're sucked into the void of her cinematic visions time and time again.
You mentioned your equipment there. Could you tell us about what equipment you use to make music, perhaps specifically what you used to make this album?
So for this album, I used the Sequential Prophet 6 by Dave Smith, and I used the Oberheim expander and some different drum machines and lots of effects. I also used a very special handmade tone control filter sculpturing box with tubes and saturation. And I had lots of software and microphones and recording devices, of course.
And you use field recordings, don't you, in some of your music? So on this album in particular, are we hearing processed field recordings, electroacoustic sounds? Yeah, perhaps you could tell us what it is actually that's making the sounds.
So it's mainly synthesis, but there is also some field recordings as the basis or DNA for some of the compositions, but it has mainly transformed into being actually information, which I am then interpreting with the synthesizers. I took the recording and then I asked my software to make it into MIDI, and thereby I was able to communicate with the synthesizers from the actual field recordings I had recorded, for instance, trees out in a forest.
I see. And since you've taken us straight into this nitty-gritty of your compositional music-making process, perhaps we could stay there for a moment. it's so fascinating reading about how you make your music in various interviews, but also quite intangible. So it would be great if you could shed some light on it for us. I mean, you talk beautifully about how your music almost has a life of its own. And when you're writing it, you don't sort of almost see it as structural music making. You see it as something more instinctive. Have I understood that right?
Yeah. To me, music is an entity of its own. It has its own life. I don't work within a genre, but based on what I could call like universal emotions and inspiration, and things are beyond language. So I relate to music and sound as a living material that I help being shaped and sculptured through my different equipment.
There's a good example of that in the fact that some of the tracks on this album, they have had a long life, haven't they? You've revisited some music you made way back to 2011, and perhaps you could explain that process, what you've done to this music, how you've revised it or renewed it.
It has been a process over many years. I'm very, very emotional connected to these different compositions for various reasons, and it has been some compositions I carried with me for years and have had many experiences with. I've performed them in many different contexts. And it's also very important for me when I compose that it connects to the people listening, and also the amplification of the music through the loud sound systems makes me have new ideas, and I was able to keep developing the compositions. And then because there is such a big time period that I've created these compositions, I developed also technically. So I felt I wanted to go in and do some corrections on some of the tracks for being able to feel comfortable about releasing it. And it was actually a really challenging process. It was difficult, and I definitely have now promised myself I'm not going to do that again.
Let's talk about Jon Aurin Grim. Now, this is a writer who you've collaborated with on this album, or perhaps you could explain to us in what way he's involved.
So Jon Aurin Grim is a philosopher and a writer, and I wished to reflect the music with a person who could help me put my thoughts and the process into words. It's very difficult, actually, for me to always find the words and also sometimes the titles for the music I create. It's a longer process. And we had different conversation, and it actually made me kind of unfold it in a way that I could be much more concrete and come up with the final track titles as well.
Could you help us out with how to pronounce the title of your album?
You can pronounce each letter, so W, H, Y, T, or you can actually also use the subtitle, which is The Sun is New Every Day. So some people say both or one of the other.
What's the significance of the letters W, H, Y, T?
It's the catalog number for the release, so it's actually very practical.
I see.
It's quite common in electronic music that sometimes you don't use titles and you might not even know who the artist is. So it's kind of referencing into some history within electronic music.
Well, Sus, it's been great to talk to you and really fascinating to get to know your album, and congratulations on your nomination. Thank you very much indeed for talking to us.
Thank you so much. I'm really so honored to be nominated with this album, so I'm very grateful for this.
Well, best of luck in November, and we'll say goodbye.
Goodbye. Thank you.
You get a very palpable sense of just how music has a grip on Sus and her entire being from this album. We hear worlds being created and dissolving away again, the continuous cycle of renewal that powers her creative instinct. There's lots to listen to and also to listen for in this album, but there's also a challenge to all of us, a severe call to action.
Well, Sus is just one of 12 nominees for 2022's Nordic Council Music Prize. You can listen to all 12 talk about their music on this series. Just head to wherever you're listening from now. You can also read about the nominated works at norden.org. I'm Andrew Meller, and this podcast was produced for the Nordic Council by Niels Bjørn and Ines Gack at Immersive Stories. Thanks for listening. Good night.